Warning for character death.
Ah, so in the long list of Teen Wolf stories I want to write is the Danny Stiles future fic, where Stiles' father moved out of Beacon Hills and took Stiles with him after werewolf near-death experience 1,538,473. And Danny stayed, got tangled up with pack stuff, San was involved in way more crazy shit than he ever signed up for, watched Jackson die, and ended up, like, going to college and graduating, buying this tiny house in this tiny town in, like, Ohio. Forever going to drop characters in my state, what of it? And where he gets paid exorbitant amounts of money to go tech shit he can do without actually having to, like, leave small town, low stress, no fucking supernatural shit ever the fuck again, Danny Mahalani. And he's got all these meddling neighbors who are like, why don't you date this nice boy who is my nephew or whatever? And Danny's like, no thank you, I am perfectly happy with my controlled life where nobody ever turns out to be a secret lycanthrope hunter, lizard monster, banshee, vampire, merperson, or anything the fuck else. Cheers! And then Stiles shows up. And mostly Danny is like, what the fuck are you doing here? But a little bit, he's also like, did you just trample my hydrangeas? And perhaps a very small part of him is additionally like, wow, you are hotter than you were in high school and wearing a cop outfit. And Stiles is like, hello, I'm your friendly neighborhood officer of the law due to reasons of transfer from New York City because my life is apparently a Simon Pegg movie. Imagine my surprise when my boss is all, there is this very nice, very hot guy about your age named Danny who the entire town has been trying to set up with a nice boy since he fixed all of our computers. Are you a nice boy, Officer Selinsky? Danny, what the hell are you doing here? Oh my god! And Danny's like, please get your lack of order all up out of my very clean and orderly and non-supernaturally inclined lawn. Except then a few weeks later, he has to call the police, because of reasons. Maybe there's a possum living in his attic, and he calls animal control, and Stiles shows up instead. And then Stiles pulls him over one day because he's speeding, because he has a huge shit meeting, and instead of giving a ticket, Stiles is like, would you like to ride along, and we can vindictively ticket other people's cars instead? And then Stiles' laptop breaks, and he has a complete freak-out, and begs Danny to fix it, and they keep running into each other at places, and Stiles just starts talking like he does not have any concept of the fact that Danny has places to be. Or maybe like he knows Danny does not, in fact, have places to be. Danny can't tell. And slowly but surely, Stiles seeps into Danny's life like a plague of personality and unwillingness to play by the rules and neurotic yelling about the lack of crime in this town. And the closer they get, the more Danny realizes that he's been avoiding living entirely for years and years out of this idea that if he stayed still enough, his past wouldn't catch him. And fuck that. And so he finds himself taking skydiving lessons and repainting his house by himself while slightly drunk with Stiles one time and generally behaving like someone who's not nearly so on top of his shit as Danny Mahalani has always been. And it is the best he has ever felt, ever. And they fall in love.